continued coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference. And in this session, one of the best sessions of the day, well, they're all pretty darn good, actually. This one was entitled Leading Credit Unions and Our Industry into the Future. And we had four esteemed panelists, starting out with Dinah Dykstra from the California Nevada Credit Union Leagues, Brad Green from Lister Hill Credit Union, Larry Sewell from Together Credit Union, and moderated by Bob Trunzo from CUNA Mutual Group. And in this particular clip, it was really kind of cool to get some insights or an inside look on their views of leadership, especially in these really interesting times. So all four had some really interesting perspectives on leadership and what it takes to be a leader in today's environment.
Your view of leadership, what you think leadership means, and I want to start with Brad, who obviously has done a great job in Alabama. And Brad, talk to me a little bit about what leadership means to you and how important that is for you and for your credit union and your credit union team.
I think the ultimate responsibility we have in leadership is to influence other people. And to influence them toward desired outcomes and results. And, you know, there's a lot said, and I tend to be a disciple of this thought, that the best kind of leadership is servant leadership. It's a situation where you have empathy toward those that you're trying to lead, and you really lean in with sensitivity to hear, you know, their feedback, their input. You tune into their talents, their strong suits, their skill sets, and you listen to their perspectives and their takes on how we get to a desired place. Then I think there's an art then to taking that servant leadership posture or that empathy that you're using to discern, you know, the perspectives of those being led. There's an art to balancing that then with the power of principle. There are certain principles that you have to be committed to and disciplined to. And so you balance those two things. You blend empathy with solid principle, and then you top it off with forward thinking. You keep everything moving forward. You keep everything moving in a positive direction. It's important in challenging times like we've just come through. You had to be empathetic to everyone's situation, everyone's circumstance, to the challenges that a situation like that presented. And then you had to anchor to what was true. You had to anchor to what was solid in principle, and you had to focus people on the future and say, look, we're going to get past today because tomorrow's coming.
Right.
And so you just keep people moving in a forward direction. I think that's the important thing in leadership is you know, tying that together, balancing it appropriately. Sometimes leadership's a lot more art than it is science. So, my perspective.
Right. Dinah, you and I go back to 2006. I've known you a long time. Ever since I've met you, you are a leader. You lead by example. You're just a tremendous leader. How'd you get there? And how do you lead? Continue to lead.
Well, thank you for that kind compliment. I think I'm always learning how to be a leader every day. I realized in my progress as people allowed me to make mistakes and corrected me when I was wrong, but I couldn't ruin the credit union because I made one bad decision. And so I really trust the leadership, whether you're an executive at the credit union, whether you're a teller, whether you're a loan officer, do the right thing. And if you do something that isn't quite right, we'll talk about it, but you can't learn unless you're really pushing yourself to do more and to do better. So I realize I'm not the smartest person in the room, but the people around me make me look brilliant, right? So I don't know that I've got an answer in leadership. I think it's just you have to trust. You set the mission and the vision and let people go. And I've watched you do that, Bob. You know, your team at Keenan Mutual is remarkable. They understand everything, the vision and mission of Keenan Mutual, and they execute it beautifully. And that's what I hope that the people around me do, is execute those things beautifully. And again, you can't ruin the organization because of one bad decision, but you can learn from bad decision.
Right. That's a really good point. Larry, not only a leadership position at the credit union, but with the African American Credit Union Coalition. Would love to hear your views on leadership.
What a great word, leadership. And when I think about leaders and leadership, that's an active word to me, not a passive one. It's just an active one. And you mentioned the leaders with the board of directors with the African American Credit Union Coalition, for which I have the privilege of serving as the chair. And one thing I've learned for sure is I have some outstanding leaders on that board, and they really carry the load and carry the mail for all of them. So I am truly, truly honored to serve in that capacity. But to me, also, leaders lead by example. When we, as leaders, we are observed and looked upon, and we may not know it. We don't know who's looking at us all the time, Bob. So so we always have to be willing to be a role model. I know my fellow Alabamian Charles Barkley would say, "I am no one's role model," but he went to Auburn. but we are, we're role models, and we have to accept that as part of the responsibilities of being a leader. And we have to set, Diana said, set appropriate examples, doing the right thing. And it's easy to say, but sometimes it's difficult to do. But as leaders, it's very important that we do that. And leaders instill and build trust. That's what one of the great examples of leadership is instilling trust in others and showing ourselves as trustworthy. If we want people to trust us as leaders, then we have to show ourselves as being trustworthy as leaders. And to me, that's really important. And maybe one final thing is that I truly get inspired when I am working with outstanding leaders and they show the trust and confidence and faith in me to stand up and be a leader of an organization like the African American Credit Union Coalition. So any of those fantastic folks could do the job as a chair of any board. And I so appreciate what they are doing for the credit union industry and for the AACUC.
Outstanding examples, Larry. You know, I've been blessed with a couple really important mentors in my career, and one of them was my father, who was a very successful business executive. And I remember my father telling me two things about leadership. Number one, you need to treat people the way you want to be treated. Always remember that. And number two, and I remember he told me this when he asked me a question and I equivocated and really didn't give him an answer. He said, "Bob, you have to understand leaders have opinions, and those opinions are important." And I've always thought that leaders have answers, get to the answer. And, you know, I always encourage our team here at Keenan Mutual, and especially our young leaders, the people we work with in the credit unions and the associations, the up-and-coming people, I always tell them, "What's the answer? Or what do you want me to do? Or lay it out for me." And I think Diana's right. You got to get to an answer. And you know what? If it's not the right answer, it's not the end of the free world as we know it. You know, you move on and you learn from that answer. But to me, not having an answer or not giving an answer is worse than giving a wrong answer. Because then people make stuff up, right? Or people go off in different directions. So great comments.
Thank you very much. And stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast and more coverage of CUNY Mutual Group's Discovery Conference.